ordered to God. Spend 5 with Jesus for February 20th, 2023. We heard today, all wisdom comes from the Lord, and with him it remains forever, and is before all time. The sand of the seashore, the drops of rain, the days of eternity, who can number these? Heaven's height, earth's breadth, the depths of the abyss, who can explore these? If there is something I cannot understand, it is how someone, anyone, can look at the creation around us and not conclude something far beyond us had to create it with a purpose. How can there not be a God? For what is clear to me is that all creation is ordered to God. We live in a world where it seems to me all things have a purpose. Yes, even mosquitoes. And when we look at the tremendous intricacy of all things created, how can there not be a designer? How is it the case that we cannot recognize when we look to the heavens how ordered everything is? How far beyond us is this vast universe? For if we claim things are ordered, but no creator made them such, then why is it the case that anything is here? For what purpose? For what end? And if there is no purpose, no end, for what reason should I have any concern for any other part of creation? How can I have any responsibility for others, for the world, or anything at all? If things are not ordered by a creator, then who gets to decide what is right and wrong? Majority? We know mob rule is not always pleasant. The strongest? We certainly know of the horrible evils powerful people can cause. The beauty for each of us is that just as the rest of creation, we too are ordered to glorify God. Yet there is one critical difference between us and the rest of the created world. We can choose whether to do so or not. And this requires wisdom, the beauty God pours upon us. It is the great gift God gives us so that we can thrive in holiness. And so let us pray today that we might gladly accept the ordered path upon which we are called to eternal life.